Rasmussen poll, 63% say Hunter Biden laptop story is still important. By Wendell Hasebo on September 6, 2022. 63% of likely voters say the Hunter Biden laptop story is still important nearly 2 years after the initial report broke by the New York Post, a Tuesday Rasmussen report found. Of the 63% who believe the story is still important, 44% say the story is very important. Just 34% think the story is not important, while 17% say it is not important at all. The poll surveyed 1,000 likely voters August 31 to September 1, 2022, with a 3-point margin of error. Hunter's laptop from hell story has remained relevant over time. In March, Rasmussen found 66% of voters believed the story was important, including 48% who said it was very important, 4 points less than September's findings. 31% said the story was not important, while 15% said it was not important at all. The poll also found that 50% of unaffiliated voters believed President Joe Biden would have lost the election if the establishment media had fully reported the contents of Hunter's hard drive. 66% of Republicans and 27% of Democrats also agree with the unaffiliated voters. The polling comes after Twitter and Facebook reduced distribution of the Hunter Biden laptop story on their platforms before the 2020 election. In August, news broke the FBI warned Facebook of the imminent dump of Russian propaganda before the story of Hunter Biden's laptop broke in the 2020 election cycle. Meanwhile, as the FBI was communicating with Facebook, the FBI's leadership blocked agents from investigating Hunter Biden's laptop until after the 2020 election was decided, according to whistleblowers that came forward to Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y. CNN reported in July that Trump-appointed United States Prosecutor David Weiss is weighing whether Hunter and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm and other regulations. A former business associate of Hunter, Tony Bobulinski, who personally met with Joe and Hunter Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, handed over intelligence about Biden family business dealings to former FBI point man Timothy Thibault. The New York Post reported Thibault buried Bobulinski's intel that revealed the deal included 10% held by H for the big guy. Bobulinski says the big guy is President Joe Biden. A grand jury has been convened in the probe, whereby a witness who testified before the jury was reportedly asked to identify the big guy. Though Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times the president has had no part in the family business, he has been involved in at least 17 instances. April polling shows 58% of voters believe that Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. The Rasmussen poll on Tuesday found 62% believe it's likely that Joe Biden was consulted about and perhaps profited from his son Hunter's overseas business deals, including at least one involving a company in mainland China, including 47% who think it's very likely. My son Hunter marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film is available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com and becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7th. The trailer has already been viewed over 4.5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.